Sub-City Radio Sports Network. Ben Root inside your HKG Architecture booth, where your Northern Wolves pick up the victory here in Minot to wrap up the regular season by the final score of 80-63 on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. We'll check out your keys to the game, brought to you by the Aberdeen Chrysler Center, a proud supporter for area athletics. For your next new or used vehicle, stop by Aberdeen Chrysler in the Auto Plaza. Shop at the web at aberdeenchrysler.com as well. And for Northern, talked about doing a good job on the defense of Akibo, making sure the energy was up. The energy was clearly up. Wolves took care of business at the free throw line and did a great job taking care of the basketball as well here and get the win comfortably, 80-63, led by 17 at halftime, led by 17 in the final buzzer. We're up by as many as 27 in the ball game at one point here today. So NSU gets a victory. They were going to be the top seed either way in the North, and that's what they are. We'll let you know whom they face here coming up in a few as Coach Saylor comes over to join me here in just mere moments here. I'm trying to take care of some other business and see if I can get this last final, as it seems to be stuck here, but let's see if we can get this last final potentially, as Coach will get to see all these shocking results and ties and what have you here in just a second, but trying to find out a final for the Wayne State ball game that looks like it's stuck here, but we'll chat with Coach in the meantime as we look at that Sioux Falls-Wayne State game, and it's a two-point game with a second that it's frozen on the scoreboard, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Usually a lot of times if that's what it froze at, that's the final.
That's the final, right?
Yeah. So that's probably usually the case. So what did it say? Who won?
Sioux Falls is up with 1 second by 2 points, 79-77. I'm checking out some Twitter and snooping around here, and yeah, it doesn't stay on there exactly, so not sure just yet, but there it just did put final. So, yep, Sioux Falls with a 79-77 win over Wayne, and that creates a log jam and actually puts Augustana as the top seed in the South, as Wayne, Mankato, and Augie all finish at 14-8 with the Wayne loss, and Augie has the tiebreaker by way of a bunch of things, I think. Yeah, Wayne. No. I don't have the tiebreaker between Augie and Mankato. That's what it was. Wayne is the three seed, though, but Augie and Mankato have to go to the third tiebreaker, going from who they played, you know, competition in the top team, whatever. No, it's not divisional.
I got a headache right now listening to you about this whole deal. So
anyhow,
I think we play Concordia.
But you play Concordia, yep, because
yeah.
Upper Iowa ends up with the tiebreaker against them because they sweep the season series and they won today. But today, a good game against Minot, especially defensively out there. I thought the guys, had some. I know you were frustrated by the offense at times there, but second half looked a little bit better offensively, and defense all game long was just strong out there.
I really liked what I saw offensively as far as our aggressiveness and like our movement. It was great. I just felt like we missed easy plays. We missed when two to three guys went to stop Ian Smith or on any kind of penetration. We were forcing shots instead of just finding the next open guy. And you know, I told them at halftime, man, I love how aggressive they were. I love the mindset of it. But let's fine-tune it a little bit, and let's start getting easy shots. And I think that's what happened in the second half. And those guys come out and they respond, and we shoot 62% in the second half against them. It's a thing I love about this group, and I've talked about it all year, is they're smart. They figured out the defensive plan that Coach Stevens put together in a short prep. I mean, guys, you know, you play Marion Friday, and then we're playing Minot State, who is leading the conference in field goal percentage from overall and from three. And we've got an hour shoot around in the morning to kind of prepare our guys for it. And Coach Stevens' plan was awesome. And our guys carried it over from start to finish. We had a couple breakdowns. But our breakdowns come from letting them do what their strength is, which it's hard taking away somebody's strength. But boy, we figured it out as time went on, and then you started noticing a lot more contested shots, a lot of tough twos, and a lot of guys with a lot of activity, and you know, not giving them a lot of second opportunities when you look at how many shots they missed. So overall, the defensive effort was fantastic. I love the energy in a gym where it's so big in here, right? Things can get lost with how big this gym is. And especially when you kind of take the home crowd out of it early, our guys just really fed off each other, and it was just fun. It was a fun game. hard-fought game, but I love the fight our guys had for 40 minutes.
Yeah, and end up with hardly any turnovers both times you play this team, taking care of the basketball well, and to allow the team 20th in the country in shooting percentage to shoot just 37%, and that's getting some heat late from Cody. I mean, he heated up there and started feeling it and put a few up, and really doing a good job overall in the contest.
I thought they had a couple late threes that they made. Otherwise, we would have held them just two threes. Yeah. Like I said, 19 of 20 from the free throw line. You love that as a coach. 14 assists to 5 turnovers. You love that. And it's balanced. Ian's got 6 assists, but Andrew's got 3. Bo's got 4. And again, you see balance throughout with 12 points, 16 points, 11 points, 12 points for Gabe. And I loved AK. I loved Andrew Coleman's mindset, aggressiveness tonight. He's so good at attacking that dang rim when he's got that. And I thought not only did he attack the rim, but when the defense came, he was finding open guys for wide open threes or layups. And good unselfishness. Now, I think Minot's probably going to have that. I'm sure they don't feel like – I don't know how their energy level was. I don't know how they feel they played. I suspect they don't really – aren't too happy with how they came out and played. But I thought we jumped on them right out of the gate, and I think that took them out of it. And I thought that the game plan going in, the ability to switch Gabe and Bo onto point guards and to on guys like Akibu and being able to guard those guys, it took away any kind of passing Max Cody does, because he's the league leader in assists, and he had 3 tonight. And a lot of that had to do with those guys being able to switch and then taking away any kind of ball screen defense where we got to put 2 on the ball and rotate. And, boy, that made a world of difference.
Yeah, 6, that's what he's usually averaging.
So almost 7. Almost 7.
Yeah, and as a team, that's all they had for the squad.
And because we made it a one-on-one game. We switched up. We did a lot of things to make them have to score on us one-on-one. And you know what? Akibu did a couple times. You know what? Kyle Beach did a couple times. Cody got a couple pull-ups late on us. But that's really it. And they had to fight. I mean, I told the guys, Gabe King, when Bowen Parker got in foul trouble, the job he did on Akibu and the rest of the guys, but the job Gabe did on Akibu, Akibu was dead tired going into halftime, and it showed. And I mean, Gabe's given up 20 pounds on him, but again, you go back to our strength coach, and you go back to us physically, Coach Fritz and what he's doing, and then Brandon Tatrell keeping us healthy. There's a lot of guys you lean on, but you felt that. You felt our physicality in this game as the game went on, and I thought we were much more physical than them.
Yeah, I know he was battling and backing down Bo in the first half, but, it's
hard to do that for 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's what's so nice. You guys can put him, then you put Gabe out there and a couple other guys, I think, on occasion, too. Yeah. And, Akibo's having to work each time and kind of battle back against all these guys.
He is 13 of 20 from 3 in his last how many games? Last 5 or 6 games, 13 of 20. He's 0 of 2 tonight from 3. He's 4 of 12. He gets 8 points on 12 shots. Not one offensive rebound for him. That's a hard night for a guy that's a terrific player, and that's what our guys did. So that was good. Now we just got to get on the bus, and first part of this season's over. And, listen, we got 4 pretty special seniors that are going to get to play again and hopefully end their career in Wachs Arena with a win on Wednesday. So I hope we can pack Wachs Arena, and let's send this group of guys off in the postseason, hopefully on a high note. So it's a great opportunity on Wednesday. Like I said, this Concordia team, down 15 at Winona, comes back and beats Winona last night by 15. So they're a very capable, athletic and skilled team, and we've got to jump on them early.
Yep, looking forward to that next Wednesday. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Coach Sather here on the post-game show right here on the Primrose Sub-City Radio Sports Network, and we'll go through these finals.